hit me on Kalisha. Now Kalisha in this country at this point is a very, very hot topic. So many of you have heard what's going on in Beit Shemesh with the, you know, that they're making a more modern school in a creative neighborhood, and those whole mice over there that, you know, they'll make Afghana, and they spit at a little girl, and that made big public waves throughout the world. That was going on between the Haredim and the Chilaidim. Now, between the Mizrahi and the Chilaidim, there's also been something going on. In the army, a lot of times at the army events, they've been having elite. So, by, you know, in a place where they had the yeshiva back in there, they had elite singing at the event. So, the heads of the bachim, they walked out. And that made a big ruckus by the Chilaidim, walking out on ladies, it's not respectful, and, you know, the whole tirade, you know, they're very busy with us already, so this, you know, just added fuel to the flame. So we discussed a little bit the halachas of Kalisha, and the halachas of Kalisha, it's like this. The Gemara in Brachas Kabdal says Kalisha is considered Arafah. That's also to hear a lady sing. Now, this is written again in a lot of different situations a person could be in, right? A person could be eating by somebody's house for Shabbos, and when they're singing Zemiras, so the 7-year-old girl is singing. So you have to know, is that a problem of Kalisha? 7-year-old girl singing, is that a problem of Kalisha that you're hearing a girl singing? It also could be if you buy an in-law's house, or those who are married, and you hear your younger sister was singing, is that a problem of Kalisha or not? So first you have to know the Issa of Kalisha. Is it Issa Deraisa, or is it Issa Derabana? So the Seichem it brings down in Mareches Kof, Oisman Beis, he brings down a Prima Gut, and it says that Kalisha is Issa Deraisa. What is the Deraisa that does it go under? So the Pasuk says, L'sikfu L'gali Sarva, they're not allowed to be L'gali Arva. So the Pasuk is from Bana and Rambam, that is the Issa only if you do only a Bia Mamish, or even if you do other Kirvas. So the Prima Gaon is learning that if you hear a lady singing, that goes into other Kirvas, and it'll be even the Issa Deraisa. That's the Shita of the Prima Gaon. The Maestro Reb Shita told that it's not Issa Deraisa, it's only Issa Derabanan. The Mishnah Adam says Issa Derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Hey Yizayin also passes as Issa Derabanan. Like, oh, it's Mekubal that Kalisha is only considered Issa Derabanan. We'll see later on what the Nafka Min is with Issa Derabanan. But Maestro, it's Mekubal, it's only being considered Issa Derabanan. So the answer of Moshe is the following child. The child was like this. That it was like a preschool girls' graduation. I want to know if it was mutter for the parents, the father and the mother, to go to the graduation. What's a shaila? For the graduation, besides giving out diplomas or whatever they do, maybe not in preschool, but they also, the girls sing a little. So the question was, that it wasn't, is a mutter for the father to go to the graduation when they're going to have a little girl, 6 years old, 7 years old, whatever it is, that the girls going to be singing, is that a problem of Kalisha or not? And the Shul wrote to Rav Moshe, they thought it was very, very concerned for the parents to go to the kids' graduation. They want to know if there's a mutter or not. So Rav Moshe answered like this. He said, the only time Kalisha is aser is when it's Erevah. Kalisha is only aser if it's Erevah. If it's not considered Erevah, it's mutter. So Rav Moshe said, till a girl is 11 years old, you could assume it's not Erevah. So until 11 years old, he said, Mikra Adin is mutter to go. He just says, if it's possible, it's better not to. But he says, Mikra Adin is mutter to go to 11 years old. So he told the Shoyl that if you feel it's important to go to the girl's graduation, it's mutter until they're 11 years old. So this is very negate, like I said before. If you buy some, let's say you buy somebody's house for Shabbos, and it's singing Zemiras, and the 7-year-old girl is singing. According to this, will come out. It's mutter, right? You know, till they hit 11 years old, there's mutter. You can be Mako and be Mako. Okay, let's look at that soon. You wonder about listening to the radio and things like that. Okay, let's look at what? A choir? Okay, let's look at that in a second. Now, there are two exceptions to this thing which I just said after 11 years old. The insight is that till the Erevah, so it's not going to be awesome. So, if it will be Erevah, it will be also even younger. So, Mishmur says if you have a Goisha girl, so Goisha girl is considered Erevah right away. So if you're in a place where you have a Goyish girl singing, even if she's under 11 years old, that's going to be also. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Another example is somebody's sister-in-law. it's very big to stay the Seder night, right? So you're by Yisrael's house, and your younger sister-in-law is singing the Manishtana. Manishtana, I love that. She's singing. So a sister-in-law is a Chos Ishtoi, right? Chos Ishtoi is a Erva, and that's going to be a problem of, that would be a problem of Kalisha. Because anyone who's an Erva is a problem, and a sister-in-law, even though she's under 11, that would be Erva, and there would be...
What?
To what?
What
did you block ears? Either you block ears, or you, you know, go to the bathroom, or hum along, or... No, that's if it's not an Erva. Yeah. But a sister-in-law is already right away Erva.
Saying 4-year-old girl.
4-year-old girl would be a problem, yeah. Saying if she's singing. A
4-year-old?
A 3-year-old also. Once over 3 would be a problem.
What's
3-year-old? 2-year-old can't really talk. But yeah, but yeah, that'll be a problem. Now, what's the age where Kalisha starts? It happened to a friend of mine that his wife was part of a choir. So they're having choir practice in his house. So he has like a whole bunch of boys, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, like 5 boys. So I don't know how many boys they have to get out of his house when they have choir practice. And what age do you have to worry about chinuch, and what age do you have to worry about hearing that his boys are hearing ladies sing? So Shem Zalman said that till 9, you know, you don't have to worry about it. Once the boy is 9, then you're ready. You have to not to hear Kalisha. Fine. Now, there's really 2 separate sugyas of Kalisha. There's regular Kalisha. There's regular. The stams are hearing ladies singing, and there's a whole separate din which is negeya by Kriya Shema, davening, learning. It's 2 separate sugyas. In other words, if it's Stamzeh when the lady's singing, that's what we said, it's also only if it's Erva, right? 11-year-old girl, sister-in-law. Once you're talking about davening or learning or Kriya Shema, something like that, so with there, the Gemara says that it's also afil b'ishtoi. As while somebody is learning or davening, you now hear any kalisha, even if it's your wife's voice, even if it's your daughter's voice, your sister, benching the same thing, singing. It's only if they're singing, right? In other words, you want to know, okay, you sing along benching? Yeah, that'll be a problem. There's any davarship or kedusha which you're doing, you're not allowed to hear any lady singing. Any lady singing will be a problem. What? If it's what? Oh, okay, so it's a mirror in 2 minutes. There's any, whatever, that's a problem. That passes says, that's a problem. It's very good. Somebody's learning at home, and his wife is putting the kids to sleep, and she's singing, you know, Amalcha Goyal to the kid. So it's a problem to bench, learn, daven, whatever it is, while your wife is singing. So what's the age over here? What age is the problem over here? In other words, by regular singing, we said 11. What's the age when you're davening and learning? Because davening and learning says holds together. So there, Shlomo Zalman says, once the girl's 3 years old, then it's a problem by davening and learning to hear somebody sing. So we don't know what's with Zemiris. It's like this. So there's a tshuva from the Sri Deish, it's in Chelek Bey's Simchas. This is going back right after the war. You have to know a little history for this, but this is in France. All you guys are from Europe probably know about. Well, I don't know what's going on in France now, but in France, apparently they had an organization called Yeshurun. Yeshurun, they still have it? I think it may be stuck. Yeshurun. It's like one of these youth movements. One of these youth movements, like American NCSSY, if they have it. It was like a youth movement, basically. They used to have Shabbaton, they used to have summer camps, and, you know, Perche, all those type of things they used to have. So the organization was running for a lot of years. And after the war, so people more from Lita and Europe, you know, everyone... You know, went to college to go. So apparently they moved to France, some more Heimish people. And when they saw some of the things which Yeshurun was doing, they were very unhappy about it. So they were very upset about 2 things. They wrote they made a machah about 2 things. One is that they have everything, they have mixed camps, they have mixed summer camps. How about everyone separately at night, but during the day, no, it was mixed. And also by the Shabbatons that they used to have during Zemiris, the girls and the boys used to sing together. So they, you know, they made machos, you know, to have Yeshurun, it's not right, it's kind of get a lochos, more brachos kaptal, the kolishes ever, then they're not allowed to do it. So some of the heads of Yeshurun asked Sridi Eish, should they stop this practice? And if they do, Maitis could make a little bit of a split in the organization. If they, you know, they've been running this for years and they start changing things already, you know, it's gonna make a split in the organization. You're coming too from, you're coming ultra-Orthodox, make a split in the organization. Should they do it or not? So Sridi Eish wrote back. First he wrote back that Maitis with the Rissos Lanto, he once went to Germany. Do we have any Yekis over here? Or? Huh? Okay. So he went to Germany, so he saw Rabbi Israel Hedelsheim, was giving a shir at the ladies in Tanakh and Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Israel Hedelsheim said that if this would happen in Litta, if a rabbi get up there and give a shir at the ladies, they fire him the next day. But he said, Lamaisa, he's Makana, Rabbi Israel Hedelsheim is Ganadin, Lamaisa, for giving shir at the ladies. Say Slasis, and you know, the matzav is, man, the matzav is that, you know, that's what Kaisel needs at this point. Like, olden days, ladies didn't have any shirm. And Shreyesh goes on to say that in, you know, in Germany, they adapted to the times, and they gave shirm to the ladies, and they incorporated the ladies more into Kaisel. And the girls grew up as Shomitari Mitzvahs, and they brought up a Dar of Shomitari Mitzvahs. He said, Mashiach, and lived in Poland, they weren't willing to adapt, and basically, you know, as history goes, you know, there was by the ladies in Europe, there was a big nefila and a lot of them went up to Derech, and they had a big problem. That really started, you know, that really made the Bisako movement start, because there's a big problem with all the girls that they're going off to Derech and things like that. So the Swedish said that basically they said that Avada, the people in Germany, that they bekin and chinuch, and they know what they're doing. Avada, what Yishron's doing is based on, you know, what Friedrich the generations did, and he said about it, they should be mamshach. And mamshach they're doing. So he writes in the Shuvah, he's just going to discuss the halacha aspect, what's in the kuda, why Misad Kolisha is a mutter or rasa. So he writes over there that they have a Kabbalah from Sansifal Hirsch and from Zilhad Simer that there's a heter of Trey Kodal Mishlamah. The Mar Rosh Hashanah says that by Tkir Schreifer, or it's making all mitzvahs, right? Let's say somebody's trying to be moitzi, right? Kiddush, right? If two people are talking at the same time, so the Marvin says, that if two people are talking, you don't hear both of them, and you're not yoitzi. So the Marvin says, by Megillah, Tir Shefer is different. The Megillah and Tir Shefer, we say Trey Kali is Mishlamai. Why? Something's very chavid, then you hear. But with that cloud, we have a cloud, Trey Kali is Mishlamai. He said that the Sansa Falesh and Zilhad Hilsheim both said that there's a head of Trey Kali Mishlamai, that if you have two people singing, so being that they're men and ladies, you're not being, so you're just looking to the men, not the ladies. And Melo, he said that was based on the Hatha.
Some talk about that. It's more such.
As Trey Kali?
Sorry?
As Trey Kali? No, then you're into ladies. I don't think so. See, the Sridi Eish and Shuvah, he himself said he doesn't like that Hatha. He said, there's a Chatam Soifer also, which has that side to bring down the Hatha. They bring a rap. What? That's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that there's a head of Trey Kodem Shlomoy, the man and lady singing, so you just listen to the man, not the lady, and then it's going to be the same. So he himself, he said he wasn't so happy with that Heather. He wasn't so happy with that Heather. Stamos is a tain on the Heather when the, you know, when you have two people singing, so a lot of times, like, you know, one will finish before the other one, right? Let's say one man and one lady, right? So they're both singing, right? They don't finish at the exact second at the exact same time. So you know, you can have a problem, like, this is one of the times they have that. If you have one man and one lady, you can have a problem, because man will finish first, and you know, the lady, if any, might not be such a great hetter. He himself, he said he's not so happy with the hetter, but he brings down a different hetter over there that we find in Shleifim. The pasuk says that the Vayir and Baruch sang Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shira. So smash him over there. He wants to say that if you're doing a mitzvah, that's what he learns up at least. If you're doing something for a mitzvah, like mirrors or something like that, over there there's not going to be a problem of kalisha, because when you do the same mitzvah, the whole problem of kalisha is when you come to mahara and do averus, mashenka, and you're doing something for a mitzvah. He says over there there's not a problem. There wouldn't be. What? No. If you're doing a mitzvah, you're just listening to a lady, then it's a problem. He's saying that if you're both doing, I mean, according to this, maybe be mitzvah. Okay. That's the road, because he wrote these Mamshech with the Minog Yishurin, and that's the road in Tshuva, and he screams at the people from Litva, Poland, making machoz, and see what a kukul they had in Chinuch, and he should let the Yekis be Mamshech in their way. That's what the studio is. Now, this too was going back 70 years ago after the war. Obviously, it was more of a shot to start. Nowadays, a lot of that's come place again, not to be so much on these type of hair, Riazza, some Zalman, saying they all not, they say even the studio is coming is only a shot to crack. Like, you're right, no true, everyone's going off the derech if you had a fight. And he said that the youth movement like gives people Jewish identity, and that's why it's very important for them to have it. So the only reason why it's not really was because it's considered a tzarech. Moshe Kain Tamazai was not a tzarech. All the person said, but he shouldn't be soimach on these atayim. This is Eliezer's tshuva. He wanted that somebody asked him that he's getting a job somewhere, and he's getting a job in a nursing home or something, as the rabbi over there. And he wanted to know that everyone thinks Shalom Aleichem together. He wanted to know if it's mutz of him to take the job. So to say that as a role, they shouldn't take the job. If you can be a matzah with the ladies are saying Shalom Aleichem, he says, Vada is Kalisha, and he shouldn't take the job. Come, all the places say, but the Tzuri Yesh is only the Makam Atchak, the Makam Atzayach, Vada in a regular matzah, the person shouldn't be Simon Hanit. Now this is all if you're hearing somebody else, a regular lady singing. What about sister, wife, brother, not brother, sister, wife, mother, daughter? The shaila is, what's with Miris listening to when you have family members singing? It's like a Rav Yashav in Kodesh Shuvitz, a Chelek Gimel Sam Yod, he basically asks. He says that it's like Krishna, like I said before, it's like Krishna, and Zmiris is Dovash of Kedusha, and he says that it's Aser to hear your wife, daughter, he asks all three, wife, daughter, sister, everything across the board, Rav Yashav asks. The stipel also, bring down from the stipel from Chazanish, they also Machmeh that Zmiris, they shouldn't have any girl. What?
Together.
No, it's only a problem together. If only your wife is singing, you mean? Or only your daughter singing is fine. There's nothing wrong listening to your wife singing. The woman's not either, right? That's not a problem. When you're singing together, we said before, like I'm saying Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to hear a lady's voice. So Zmiris is a mitzvah, right? The Chedim says, Adam is Hashem, it's the grace of mitzvah. So being that that's a mitzvah, so you shouldn't have, it's double Shema Kedusha, therefore you're not allowed to have, So Yashiv and Chazanish, they both were machmer, and all ladies basically that you should be machmer, they shouldn't be singing as verse. But Shema Zalman in Perchav Yud Aleph in Hilchos Tefillah, he says over there that Zmiris is mutter. He says that it's not considered double Shema Kedusha. Double Shema Kedusha is like Kriya Shema or benching. Mashenkein Stam Zmiris, he says that he'll be mutter to have your wife and all the people. Now, are those machalik between the mashal like this? And Yishei Yisrael comes down from the Baal Shemir Shabbos. He says that there's a chilek between a daughter or a mother and a sister. Why is that? We find, I'll give an example, Yichud the mashal. Is a mutter to be miyachid with somebody's daughter or mother? So over there, it's mutter to live with your mother and your daughter, right? Mashiach came with his sister, the Gemara says, you're allowed to live with your sister only if it's Arai. If it's Bekfiyas, then it's a Yichud. We find that the halachas of sisters is more common than a mother or a daughter. Thinking also kissing, right? A mother and daughter's mutter, a sister is not so pashut. We find the sister is much more common. So over there, being down from Anubrit, that from Shemir Shabbos, that a mother and a daughter would be mutter to do Zemiris. Mashenka and his sister, he says, could be there's more makam to be makam. Yeah, so basically what's the eighth of somebody's in that type of situation? If somebody's in situations by somebody's house or you're in a massive where there are ladies singing. So like I said before, either one eighth is, I'm saying, just sing very loud. That's always eighth. I was once by one of these places and like the lady started singing, the guy next to her, he had a terrible voice, he's singing the top of his lungs. End up, everyone just like got quiet and had a solo. But one eighth is to sing along. If not, to go out. And if shatat chak, we said like I said before, there are heterim of chaykel mishdamoy or mitzvah or zmir something like that. There are heterim.
So if he did in the army, they would go out and they wouldn't sing.
Right.
Exactly. They don't really have to walk out.
Why? No, I don't strike early. It's one lady singing, right? It's one lady singing. That's straight officer. And that one lady singing is straight officer. This is the saying, if you're singing along of a straight curly. And what?
Self-regarded.
I said no, that it's not so opposite the principles of life.
It's not live or can't see.
It's like this. This has like, you want to know what happened? Okay. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Yoimer, I think it was Chilek Aleph Simnavad, if I remember correctly. He said that besides like this, what the Gether Kalisha in Mumbus? Is the Gether Kalisha, there's a lot of this. Big, so you now look at big certain innovation. Now look at the clothing of a lady, you know, she's not dressed. So Gemara says, if it's like hanging up around the clothesline, now look at the clothing of a love lady. So Gemara says, only Usher, if you know whose clothing it is, and you recognize the lady. I'm saying if you don't recognize the lady, then there's no problem. So the shaila is, what's the gather of Kalisha? Is Kalisha a Be'etzem Erva? You know, it's Be'etzem Erva, or is it just because you're going to come to bad thoughts? If the problem is you come to bad thoughts, then you could be Medamit, the Big Day Svayim. Just like Big Day Svayim is Heter. I'm looking at Big Day Svayim if you're not Macker. So the Kalisha is not really Erva, and you don't know who the girl is, then it's not going to be a problem. I think if you Kalisha, the Isser is the Arab of Etzem, it's like looking at her arms or whatever, something which is not sneeze, if it would be the Arab of Etzem, then it'll be also even though you don't recognize it. So if you are Yemen Shuva, he wants to start and say that if you never met the lady, or you never saw a picture of her, and this won't help for a singer which he's seen a picture of, or TV, if you never met her, you never saw a picture of her, he has not to say then maybe Mutter, he wants to Madame it's a big Svainim. And so if you don't know her, you never saw her, all those things, then he wants to say that it'll be mutter. The other place is going to be from the Yaakov, and it's true from the... the other place is Shiva Levi has true about it also, Chelek and Yudalit, they hold that to Ever Batsim, and they say that it wouldn't be a Hester if it's not live, because it's the Ever Batsim, and the Maisa... The Maisa will be awesome. Now, just with the Eved, if you're in a Matzav, Mishra brings down that if you're in a Matzav, you have to daven. You're replaced with music all the time. It's not shy for you, nothing can do about it. So Mishra brings down a Hetzav with the Eved, and you'll be mutter to say Krishna, being that we live in a Goyim, and it's a Matzav where you have to say Krishna. If it's always singing, so be, like you're in the airport or something, you're in a place where you're in a car and the guy has rock and roll on, something like that, and you know, well, you're on a bus or something like that. What?
Yeah.
You should ask my, you know, the chiyu should ask Mishra. Mishra says the yafshu, then it's mutter to say Krishna and try not to listen. B'shat tachak, Mishra says, not to b'shat tachak, and then it'll be mutter. So I come to this and make a quick observation. So come out, Kalisha is pashas as the rabbanan. It's also from anyone who's the Erva. Erva is a regular person, 11-year-old, or your sister-in-law, or a guy. By Kriyashma and Tefillah, or anything in Dovah Shukadish is more Chomer. There it's also, even if it's your wife, even if it's not Erva. And Zmiris, we said basically that the Armach Miram on Zmiris, and someone to make on Zmiris on a sister, mother, or a daughter, Kriyashma, listen up.